Welcome to another Natural Born Leader episode. I want to remind you of something that is super important. Work is only bad when you're not winning, okay? So whenever you feel like you're tired, whenever you feel like what you're doing is not worth it, whenever you feel like, you know what, maybe you should give up, remember that the only reason why you feel like that is because you're not a winner. Yet. Okay? But you have to understand that winners have to essentially not win, because you cannot win while you're building. Okay? The thing that many founders or many entrepreneurs or many humans forget is that you can have anything you want, but you cannot have it all at once. Okay? Even the goal of creating financial freedom, you first got a desire, right? And from the desire, you got to go educate yourself. And from education, you got to start taking action. And from action, you got to check the feedback and try to iterate on your actions for better outcomes. But a lot of people, they essentially learn how to create financial freedom and expect that the moment that they start learning something, that they should be deserving of the outcomes of the action, right? Or when they start taking action, they're like, well, I've done my outreach. I've reached out to the prospects. I've tried replicating the sales script that I got from this thing, but I didn't make any money. Well, no, that doesn't work like that. You haven't gone through the iterations, okay? And you know what's funny? Even when you're perfect and you've already made some level of revenue and proven, you know, gotten product market fit or service market fit, you're actually still undeserving of sustainable success, right? Every day, rent is due. Every day. And when I say every day, guys, I genuinely mean every day, okay? And the only people who are not paying rent today are the people who are building homes for tomorrow. That is the only exception. If you're not paying rent today, it's probably because you're building. But people who don't build have to pay rent every single day. Okay? So I just want to remind you guys that don't listen to your emotions. If you feel shitty, if you feel bad, trust me, it's because you're not winning, right? Like today, I just finished my day. Woke up straight from bed, still in my pajamas, jumped on Zoom, planned out with the systems team, looked at different things, validated the funnel, tested it, launched, made some decision, then jumped on another call with the product team, reviewed the new, you know, improvements we're building into the incubator we're going to be launching with the webinar. And that call also went great, gave the team the focus. And after that, I tried to go, write copy for our list. So I try to still control the writing part of the business, which is not smart, but who cares? I enjoy it, right? It keeps me in touch with the audience like a lot, right? So I love it. And then from there, I went and listened to a little bit of podcast and got my bagel. And we finally got on another call just to make sure that we're going through the checklist of making sure that we have the best webinar ever. And after that call, we launched the webinar. And we're getting like every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, someone to pay to subscribe, because this webinar is not going to be free. And we've gotten we're probably going to cap in the first 48 hours of launching it because of how many people are buying it. Right now, you would see kind of like, oh wow, people are trading a lot of money with you, even though it's not a lot of money. But the fact that people are willing to put their credit card on file and buy something from me, it's because of how much I've built. It's all because of how much I've delivered to the marketplace without necessarily asking something. So whenever I make a request, people don't mind trading. Well, no, whether that be $20 or whether that be $18,000 that people wire to us, right? Like that's the thing a lot of people don't understand. It's that it doesn't matter if it's $10 or $20,000. It takes the same level of trust for someone to give you $5 as it takes for someone to give you $50,000. Okay? But I had to spend a lot of time building. I couldn't just wake up and be like, you know what? I should start selling something for $20. I should start wake up and build to sell something for $20,000. No, you know? I had to deserve it. Okay, guys? Please chase being deserving of something instead of complaining that you're not successful, that you're not making money. Well, what have you done to become deserving of the money you want to make, right? How many people have you talked to? How many people have you given the solution to their problems to, right? When's the last time you woke up and thought of investing into someone's life? Someone who doesn't know you, someone who doesn't care that you exist. That's something that a lot of people don't understand, is that people don't care. To be honest, it's not that people don't care, but they don't actually care about you up until the moment that you've cared for them. That's why personal brands exist. Personal brands, the foundation of a personal brand is someone who's giving you something enough, something that is like invaluable, and it could be their time, it could be their expertise, something that you can't really deny that it's not valuable. And over time, you gain to appreciate them. You gain a little bit of love. You gain a bit of, you start getting that reciprocity bias where you're like, you know what? This person gives me so much, even if it's not directly to me, but I get to experience a lot from what the products that they build. And from there, that's when people want to give something back to you. But if you're the guy that has never put out a piece of content, the guy or girl has never put out a piece of content, has never reached out to a stranger, not trying to pitch, but essentially giving them insights on how to solve a specific problem, okay? And, or, you know, just maybe gotten someone, referred someone something, made someone some money, right? Then you're never going to have anyone wanting to buy your webinar or buy your program or buy your service or buy whatever, right? You gotta put a lot of value into the world if you're gonna extract a lot of value from it. Okay, guys? So please be mindful of where you're at in life. And if you're not happy with where you're at in life, then ask yourself, have I done anything for someone else other than wanting and be desiring of stuff that I don't deserve? Okay? But that's it for today, guys. I love y'all. Have a beautiful day. And let's change the world. I love y'all.